Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com. Text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Parliament's Health Portfolio Committee says the entire Public Service Medical Aid Society Board must be fired and prosecuted, together with Chief Executive Officer Cuthbert Dube, who was forced to resign yesterday for abusing public funds.
The committee notes with concern also the linkages that have appeared to similar names like Cuthbert Dube, Mavis Gumbo, with PISMAS, ZBC and ZIFA, all being troubled institutions. This alone shows that there's poor corporate governance.
Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni says he's not aware of how much senior managers at the local authority are being paid, as revelations show some executives in Harare are earning over $35,000 per month.
The salaries of key employees of the city, we want to make sure that they are not too exorbitant. We want to make sure that the salaries proposed are reasonable and that they can be supported by the taxpayers.
And a Mutare magistrate denies two Zimbabwe National Army soldiers bail for allegedly robbing Anjin diamond mine in Chiadzwa of diamond ore at gunpoint last week.
A Parliament's Health Portfolio Committee says the entire Public Service Medical Aid Society, or PISMAS Board, must be fired and prosecuted, together with Chief Executive Officer Cuthbert Dube, who was forced to resign yesterday for abusing public funds and awarding obscene salaries to top management in the Public Servants Medical Aid Society at the expense of ordinary poor people. Ivan Chifera has details from Harare.
Chairperson Ruth Labode said the committee is worried by the health ministry's silence on the PISMAS issue, adding forcing Dube into retirement and firing board chairperson Meise Makeletso Namasasu is not enough. The PISMAS board announced yesterday it had retired Dube and fired Namasasu following reports of outrageous salaries being earned by top management at PISMAS, with Dube earning a $230,000 basic salary while the company was failing to pay creditors. The wage bill for less than 15 senior managers gobbled at least $1 million a month. The committee Labode said is worried PISMAS members are facing challenges in accessing medical care due to PISMAS failure to pay suppliers while paying hefty salaries of up to $230,000 monthly. Apart from prosecution, Labode, who was accompanied by colleagues from the health committee, said Parliament wants further action against the board members and Dube.
The committee notes with concern also the linkages that have appeared, similar names like Cuthbert Dube, Mavis Gumbo, with PISMAS, ZBC and ZIFA, all being troubled institutions. This alone shows that there's poor corporate governance. And this team, we feel as a committee that every board member should be fired and they should be blacklisted from ever sitting on any board that has public interest.
She said it was surprising that the outgoing PISMAS board chairperson, Namasasu, who is a senior official in the finance ministry, could preside over such immoral salary scales at PISMAS. Some of the civil servants in the PISMAS board are primary and secondary education permanent secretary Constance Chigwamba, media information and broadcasting permanent secretary and presidential spokesman George Charamba, and George Chaburuka, who is the finance and administration director in the higher education ministry.
Mrs. Namasasu should be investigated and the job with the state reviewed, possibly be called. This woman's job there is a director of implementation and control of expenditure unit. She's a director of that. Really, you expected her to know better. What we are trying to say, she should also be fired from the Ministry of Finance.
The committee called for what it called a forensic audit into the handling of PISMAS funds and donations that were made to various organizations such as the Zimbabwe Football Association. A member of the committee, Audrey Musiwa, said given the scandal and poor service delivery at PISMAS, it's time public servants considered moving to other companies. Thousands of public servants under PISMAS have been failing to access medical services as PISMAS owes service providers and other suppliers more than $38 million. Health Minister David Parenyatwa or his deputy Paul Chimedza could not be reached for comment. Parenyatwa has previously said his ministry is looking into the issue but has not given any details. Earlier, the Health Services Board, which is the employer of all public health workers, told the committee that the government must expand the Health Ministry staff establishment so that it can cope with its constitutional requirement of providing health to all. Board Chairperson Love Mombengaranwa told the committee Zimbabwe's health staffing levels are way below the required staffing norms.
The World Health Organization recommends that there be a minimum of 2.58 health professionals per 1,000 population. With Zimbabwe's population of 13 million, it is expected that there be 33,000 health professionals. The current establishment for the Minister of Health is only 23,784.
The ministry currently employs 36,900 people, and this includes supporting staff. At least 10,000 posts are currently open, with the government maintaining its 2010 freeze on recruitment due to lack of funds. Mbengarano said though there has been an improvement in the staffing levels for nurses, the situation is dire in other professions, such as specialists, where there is a 66% vacancy rate, pharmacists 60%, and doctors 33% vacancy rate. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.